Welcome to your daily devotional, August 26th. No deceit. John chapter 1 in verse 47. Behold, an Israelite indeed, in whom is no deceit. Jesus spoke these words of Nathanael. What a great compliment to receive from his lips. It is a rare thing to find anyone who is completely upfront, honest, and without any agenda, but to bring positive testimony to the Lord God. The world has its scoffers, its worldlings, and its hypocrites. So too does the church, though it must be in lesser measure there because of the presence of God the Holy Spirit in many. Yet the effect is greater in the church, for there Satan takes his stands, however he can, to disrupt those who wish to worship in spirit and truth. You see the deceit of empty promises of health and wealth by the greedmonger ministers on television and even in some pulpits. Others use the Christian faith to their own ends, to deceive others through manipulation. The motive for attending church is not pure. I've heard of folks who go to particular churches to find someone to marry, showcase their natural talents, or establish business contacts, but not to worship Christ. Nathanael would be a useful servant and disciple of Jesus. Maybe he wasn't the most handsome guy, maybe he didn't have the best singing voice, and maybe he wasn't of superior intellect, but he was honest. What you see is what you get. And that type of folk is someone who can be used profitably by God. Let's not go around trying to be someone we're not. Let's check our motives at the door, especially when we attach Christ's name to anything we say or do. May we never be manipulating, coercing, going through the back door to further our own agenda, or otherwise orchestrating human events to bring our own plans to pass. Friend, let us just come as we are before God through Jesus Christ and be upfront and honest with all men. Then perhaps folks will trust us and listen to our words. Deception, braggadocio, and window dressing is a devil's game. But you have not so learned Christ. If indeed you have heard him and have been taught by him, as the truth is in Jesus, that you put off concerning your former conduct the old man, which grows corrupt according to the deceitful lusts. May it be said of you and I, behold an Israelite indeed, in whom is no deceit.